the KDP on 5-1. KC0MYT, KF8DCR, got your transmission loud and clear, over.
Yep, I'm on a Pi-Star hotspot, so that's what I'm using. I am currently connected to the Brandmeister 3104 master server. Correct me if I'm wrong, is this not the MI5 statewide? I believe you said that was supposed to be event. Is this not statewide? Over.
I'm catching you on MI5 1, statewide 1, and a KPP.
Hey, Walt, is he talking to you or somebody else on Brandmeister?
I'm not sure, but I'm just doing it over the air. So, but he definitely on 5-1.
That station with the ID of 31058. Are you talking to Walt? You're on Michigan MI5 statewide 1 on Brandmeister. We have a lot of trouble with people on Brandmeister. If they're not on 3104, they don't come through, right? So just making sure you're trying to talk to Walt. Over.
Yeah, I don't know where he went. I'm just doing it via RF. I don't use Brandmeister at all for 5-1 or 5-2. So I'm not sure where he was, but he said he was on 3104 and on trying to be on 5-1, but he didn't hear back. So my guess is probably he had the talk group messed up on the receive side or something.
Yeah, I left a little pause in the receive to come back. Yeah, I'm looking at Seabridge, so you see you're on Mount Clemens. So, yeah. I don't know. Brandmeister's been told about it, but they claim that it's not on their side, so I don't know. Anybody on Brandmeister's got to be on, you know, server 3104. He had everything right. I just couldn't figure out whether he was talking to you or somebody else.
Yeah, if I butted in, I apologize. I just thought he was looking for a check because he said he was on 3104 Brandmeister, so I just assumed he was using some sort of hotspot. And I was just using the Mount Clemens tower, so that's all I was doing, just trying to help him out a little bit. But I think he's got something messed up on his end.
But they were, in fact, they didn't have any Brandmeister talk groups, but from what it looked like on Brandmeister, there was some sort of link through on this talk group. Over.
Go ahead, Jeff.
All right, yeah, you doubled the wall there. You must be having probably internet issues on your Brandmeister. Brandmeister's having issues, who knows. But anyhow, name here is Jeff. I didn't get your name and where you were at, but if you're talking to us, myself and Walt, then that's all good. It just sounded like you're talking to somebody else on Brandmeister and just wanted to make sure they were on server 3104. So the user with ID 32 1-0-0-5-8, go ahead.
Okay, yeah, thank you, gentlemen. This is Mike in Cadillac. I am coming through on Brandmeister. Yeah, Dana was just inquiring whether, I guess, all the Brandmeister master servers were linked together or not. I don't have that information. He was over on a different master server than me. We were able to talk through to each other. I'm not sure if you guys heard him or not. This is KFPCR, over.
No, he has to be on 3104. He has to be on server 3104. We do not hear the other users, so either he has to be on 3104 or, you know, I don't know, we can't hear him, and we're not going to carry on a conversation when we can't hear the other part, so... If he's not, if he can't switch over to 3104, then he needs to stop. I realize you can hear him. It's a Brandmeister thing that it's not coming through our through the MI5 system. So Brandmeister knows about it, and apparently they don't know how to fix it, or they don't know what's wrong.
Okay, sounds good. Thank you, gentlemen. Appreciate the insight. Yeah, I learn something new every day. I will try to get back to him on a private call or something of the sort. So certainly appreciate it. You guys have a great rest of your day. I'll say 7-3. This is KF8 BCR. I'll be clear. Over.
Good. KF8 VCR. Well, he can hear us, as far as I know, and he can hear you, but we can't hear him. He has to be on 3104 for a server. So if he can switch his server over to 3104, then he can carry on. But other than that, we can't hear that part of the conversation.
Very good. Okay, thanks, Jeff. I thought that 3104 was done by design. Apparently it's a glitch in the Grandmaster end of things. So I thought you were trying to just make it a Midwest thing. So learn something new every day. Have fun, and hopefully we'll see you at some antenna site in the near future. We're running out of time.
Oh, yeah. No, there's different servers you can use on Brandmeister. I think 3101, 02. I don't know, they shut one of them down. I don't remember which one they shut down, but shut one of them down. But 3104 only seems to be the only one that populates through to the rest of the system. So, anyhow, I kind of thought that when I first heard it, but I wasn't 100%, but I am now. I'll be listening. KBSWR.
Okay, take care. Yeah, Dave was having the same problem. KF8S, he was having the same problem. I told him he's got to go to 3104. It has to extend, too. So it's definitely something at the end higher up, wherever the Brandmeister servers are. So, all right, chat later, dude. See you at some antenna site soon in 8KVP.
KC0MYP, after switching to Brandmeister, Master Server 3104, hopefully you guys are hearing it. I saw on the dashboard NHTTP, KF8VCR, and W8CMN, as well as, no, that's a different talk group. Cool, this is KC0MYP, Dana, on the west side of Mason. Am I coming through now?
We can hear you, Dana. Dana, I don't know. Sorry. Kind of trying to drive here. It's raining. Yeah, I'm coming through an analog patch that we have, so that's why mine comes up WATMN. But yep, see, that works. We can hear you. Carry on. KBSW.
Thank you, Fred, W8CMN. Hey, Fred, we'd love to get you guys or somebody from MI5 to talk with us on Monday night on the DMR TechNet. Is that a possibility?
It's not Fred, but Fred is the holder of our club call. My call is Kilowatt Bravo 8 Sierra Whiskey Romeo. I am the board chairman of Central Michigan Emergency Network. So, and like I said, I'm coming through an analog patch that we have. That's why it comes up WATMN. It's just how it works. Anything's possible, I suppose, sometime. Some of the information in your newsletter is wrong. I don't know who put that together, but MI5 seems to be all over. Anyways, anything's possible. KBSWR.
Okay, sounds good on that one, Walt. I appreciate that. And if you could email me back, dana@dmrtechnet.net. I appreciate you and everyone else helping out tonight to see if... So apparently I can connect and hear from 3103, the master server, but I can't talk unless I'm on 3104. Interesting, but that's okay. And 3104 is based out of Chicago, so sounds good, yeah. Walt, when you get time, send me an email. Love to chat some more. KC0MYP, I'll be clear.
Yeah, name is Jeff. Juliet Echo, Frank. Yeah, Brandmeister is aware of it, but like I said, either something's going on there and nothing we can do about it. So you have to be on 3104 if you want to be heard on the MI5. But it does, you can't hear our traffic the other way, but we just can't hear the traffic on the other servers. Anyways, KBSW.
Take care, Dana. Have a good day. Got to get to work. N-A-K-A-B-D.
Dana, if you're still in there or something else, I'll pass along is if you are trying to use the MI5 on a native MI5 repeater, you need to make sure your talker alias is turned off and you can spread that to the users too, because Talk Realist doesn't work across the Seabridge. So, them are a couple of main things, points to pass along. KBSWR.
Hey, Jeff. KBSWR, WPPUT.
KC0MYP. Thank you, gentlemen. Appreciate the help on that.
KE8FCA monitor.
KE8FCA. This is N6WY. November 6, Whiskey Yankee in Shelby Township.
Good afternoon, sir. I just wasn't sure if Nikon was on. I know that from weather rolling through, so.
Well, I haven't heard any activity on any of the Michigan top groups. My radar display shows no rain, but it's raining here in Shelby Township quite hard. There's still rains coming my way, but I think it's, the radar is probably behind what's actually happening. So with that, I guess I'd say 73s and keep listening. KE8FCA, this is N6WY.
Sir, I appreciate you. And I'm in Dearborn Heights, and some pretty gusty wind, I would say, probably.
Excuse me, KDPN, Big White 519.
NAKDB, this is N6WY.
Hello, sir. How's things been? Still getting, you're in Shelby Township, I thought, right? Still getting lots of heavy rain?
Well, we had a pretty nice rain. It wasn't heavy. The wind wasn't strong. I noticed the warning for Macomb County, and it listed a bunch of cities. But Shelby Township was not one of them. You know, I had Pontiac, Warren, a couple of cities I remember.
Yeah, I'm up here, just entering Macomb County, farthest northeast section over here by New Baltimore. And temperatures dropped about 20 degrees. It's 55, and it was 75 a couple hours ago. So we've lost a lot of temperature. So, but still getting some pretty heavy rain. Nothing severe. Nothing, you know, nothing worth bragging about. But it definitely changed from summer to fall in about 2 hours.
Well, I haven't noticed a drop in temperature. Let me bring up my map here real quickly. Oh, great. I got my computer off the screen. We didn't actually find out what the temperature is. It's 65, well, and we're getting more rain at 6 p.m., supposed another rain coming through. But it hasn't dropped as much as your place.
Yeah, the dash is showing 5.5, so that's not my speed. My speed is only 4.5. Anyway, that's kind of what's going on. I'm going to doing my final approach here. Got to check in with the tower. Going down St. Clair Drive in a minute, so I'm going to be getting home. But I forgot to throw my call out digitally and see how everybody was doing. So did talk a little bit on it earlier. You're using Brandmeister, or are you talking direct into it? I can't remember.
Well, if I'm in my computer room, like I am now, I'm using a Brandmeister, and I've got a hotspot. So, but if I'm upstairs, I can hit the repeater with a normal size antenna, and no problem. So, yeah, it looks like we're going to get a little bit more rain, nothing serious. There's some heavy rain showing according to radar, but it'll be over quickly. And I'm going to winterize my lawn sprinklers this week. I'm going to give up on watering the grass. Because it's going to go dormant anyway.
You know, I lucked out. I had enough rain to keep the grass where I was happy with it. Maybe the last 3 weeks in August, September, couple. Anyway, the last 3 weeks is kind of dry, and so I thought, yeah, maybe I should turn them on so I don't have to winterize mine this year, because they were winterized from last year, and I never turned on the main valve. So I think I'm in pretty good shape.
Well, Yes, you are. Well, I had a water leak. I didn't know about it. It went for a week. Just about 2 weeks ago, I guess it was. One of my water valves in a little green box in the yard, the elbow broke to it. It's $1.75 part at Home Depot. I think it's going to cost me an extra $100 because I didn't know it was leaking. And I called the township office, and they told me, well, you know, this is what your water bill is going to be for the quarter. And, yep, it's going to be an extra $100 from what I would normally have to pay.
Yeah, they're not good at forgiving those, are they? So I know there was one over there when I lived in Chesterfield real quick, and then I got to go and pull it in the garage. There's somebody's water pump was doing all of their evacuation in their basement, you know, for the sump pump. And I forget, it was like, I don't know, $1,500 water bill. It was a whole bunch of money. And the guy took it to the township. The guy fought it. The guy did everything. And they basically said, nope, it's on you. You should have had an alarm to tell you that that pump was on. So his regular pump failed, the electric one, so the water one took over, and it was, you know, rainy season for a little bit, and the water one was doing all the job, and he got whopped with one big, big water bill, and he tried to turn it into the city's problem. I don't really blame the city, you know. Mine squeals. If my water pump kicks on, you can hear it. You know, it just got a whistle to it. It lets you know it's doing its thing. So I had that little squealer put in mine, so that doesn't happen to me. So, Dave, I'm going to be clearing your final. I am in the garage idling, and that's probably not good for long-term health either. So I will chat with you later. I'll be clearing your final, N8KPD.
Walter, well, that's a good idea. I got my water backup pump turned off for that reason. So not for the alarm right now. I'm going to have to look for those. 73, talk to you later. N8KPP, this is N6WY.
K-N-A-C-E-H.